Big Brother, killing it on Channel 7, Mondays to Wednesdays on 7 on the TV channel and on 7
Welcome
Plus.
Welcome to my brand new game. Are you ready to play? This is Big Brother.
And last night saw the elimination, the eviction of the challenge beast, Joel. He's on the phone right now. Joel, gone too soon, mate.
I know. Short-lived bit of glory there, I think.
Mate, I've heard that during the last challenge, which if anyone didn't see it, it pretty much consisted of you guys standing on these boxes, right? And you had to hold closed two doors above your head. If you drop your hands, all these balls would come out, and that was the challenge. You had to extend your body pretty much for as long as you could. I heard, though, and they didn't show this on the show, but I heard that your box wasn't as tall as other housemates.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I had to actually extend my full body up as much as I could using my calves. And ultimately, that's what ended up sort of going first on me. And, you know, as a result, I lost my position in the show.
So other contestants were essentially, you know, they had their feet flat on the ground and their palms up holding these doors closed. You're actually on tippy toes.
Yep.
So would you go as far to say as Big Brother cheated you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, it's a hard one to say because everyone, after watching the show back, a lot of people did have different foot positions. So I think it would just be a matter of, like, a lack of consistency when taking certain measurements in the interim period.
Yeah. You're being very diplomatic. Robbed, I say,
you know
Joel.
You know it.
Bloody robbed.
I know.
So, look, it's a big competition this year. Lots of big personalities, not only from the newbies, but from the royalty housemates as well. Who is your favourite housemate?
Oh, my favourite housemate would have to be Taras, I think, for the newbies. I just respect the hell out of him.
Is it awkward? Like, is it an elephant in the room at all that when I ask you who your favourite housemate is and you don't say the one who you pashed?
Yeah. I'm definitely feeling awkward now.
That was one of the dubbed romances in the house, you and Alicia. I think you're the first guy in the history of the universe to be accused of breaking up with a woman who you weren't actually dating.
I know. And look, I'm on the back foot with this because, you know, everything that happened I did do, but, you know, were we together? Were we not?
I don't know.
There's a question.
There's a definite question. Are you going to catch up with her in the outside world? That's the big question.
I actually haven't.
Okay.
We've run into each other, but I was actually on a date with another girl.
No! Oh, that is awkward, mate.
Oh, tell me about it.
What did you say to the girl you were on the date with? Like, oh, this is Alicia. I macked on with her in the Big Brother house.
Literally. So we've actually been, we've been dating for a couple of weeks. And, I looked over my shoulder, I see her, and she sees me, Alicia, this is. And I've gone, oh, you're kidding. So I've turned to Victoria, and I've gone, well, the girl that I sort of didn't date on the show is on her way in right now.
See, I think it's weird, the whole dating thing in Big Brother as well, too. Like, I don't think Drew and, what's her face, is it Sam? I think that's about as shallow as a puddle. Like, I think when you're in the Big Brother house, you're in this, your own little universe where, you know, you might kiss someone with it unnecessarily on the outside world. It would never happen, you know?
Oh, and it's a pressure cooker environment as well. So any bond you form is bonded very quickly and quite deeply, I reckon.
Yeah.
So all our friendships in there, you know, that's why even being in there for a few days and someone leaves, everyone's crying.
Yeah, because
it's just such an intense experience.
I see. Yeah, you've known this person for like 3 days. So incredible.
Literally.
Hey, you were a strategic player, and it was really interesting to watch you on the show. And like I said at the start of the interview, just a challenge beast. So we're going to miss that, Joel. But hey, good luck with Victoria. Sorry, Alicia. And thanks for your time, man.
Thank you very much.